The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
So tomorrow morning, 50-something Irish bikers are going to get on a plane and they're going to head to Chicago, where they're going to collect motorcycles and ride them from Chicago to Santa Monica. The reason that they are doing this is to raise money for Temple Street, Crumlin and the paediatric units in Talla and in Connolly. It is, I think, the 10th or 11th time that the trip has happened over the course of about 20-odd years. And across that period, it has raised something to the order of 5 million quid, because it is a fundraising exercise is the reason that it is being done. I've declared a vested interest because I was asked a number of months ago to be the ambassador for the trip. So I will be one of the people doing the journey across the iconic Route 66, 2,300 miles from Chicago to LA. And one of the other people is Jim McCormack. And Jim is doing it because of his own personal involvement and personal experience of the kind of treatment and service provided by the paediatric units and by the hospitals themselves. I'm also joined by Sharon Nolan, who's Head of Communications and Marketing, to give us a bit of the detail. Before we talk to Sharon, Jim, first of all, you are very welcome.
Thank you very much.
Tell us then about your own connection with why you got involved, because it is rooted in Harry, your grandson's experience.
Harry, my grandson, was born in June 2015, and Harry was a most wonderful, happy child. He, as a toddler, he was wonderful company for me. He loved cars, he loved bikes, and 3 weeks before we lost Harry, myself and himself went to the classic bike show in Leopardstown, and we had just the most wonderful day out, just the two of us. Harry was wise beyond his years. As I said, he was wonderful company. He could hold a conversation. And at that time, also, my partner, love of my life, Rosie, was quite ill, and she passed away in 2016. And Harry was my go-to man at that sad time, because you couldn't be sad in Harry's company. So I suppose fast forward to the Halloween weekend 2017, and Harry passed away from meningitis. And to describe it as devastating only doesn't really describe it. People use the word devastating, but this is devastating in the true sense of the word.
How did you come to know he was sick?
He just got sick overnight. Meningitis, infection, overnight, Friday night, Saturday morning, Harry was gone. So, very difficult time. Obviously, we ended up in Temple Street on that Saturday, the 28th of October, 2017. And to describe the care, attention, empathy, compassion and love that was shown to us by the staff in Temple Street, I just run out of superlatives. I cannot describe it. It was an extraordinary experience. It was the weekend of the bank holiday, and Harry's parents, my daughter Eileen and her husband Alad, made the brave, extraordinary decision that they would donate Harry's organs. That meant that there was a little bit of a time lapse, you know, before we could get Harry home again. And during that time, as I say, the staff were just amazing, to the extent that even on that Sunday, one of the girls, the nurses, came in on her day off to sit with us just for the day. So, as you see, we, out of extraordinary tragedy, our lives have, in fact, changed hugely.
Can I ask you, Jim, about the decision? You describe it as extraordinary and as brave. I think when people think about organ donation, normally it is thought about, obviously, as an, you know, involving an adult. And to some extent, you get a sense that there might be a lead time, or it might be something that is discussed. To go from a position of having a healthy child on a Friday to deciding about whether or not you are going to donate that child's organs within 2 or 3 days has to be the most extraordinarily difficult thing.
It is. I cannot describe the bravery of that decision by my daughter and her husband.
And the significance of the impact, because presumably what that means is that other little boys and girls get to live.
That's correct. Some of us, again, there was a slight delay because the team had to get together. It was a bank holiday weekend. Teams had to come over from London, Newcastle, and then obviously the Irish group to get together to have Harry's organs. So the effect of that was that Harry was gone, but his body was kept alive, if you like, in order to preserve the organs for donation. And yes, there's at least two children in the UK benefited, and a young lady in Ireland got his kidneys. So, as I say, the extraordinary help and care that we got from Temple Street, and it changed our lives, obviously. But out of that, we don't like to dwell too much on that. Over the last 7 years, we have met extraordinary people. People in organisations such as First Light, and I have to say, an organisation called Act for Meningitis. Siobhan, over in Galway, set that group up as a result of losing her own daughter to meningitis. She visited us, she looked after us, and she works tirelessly to bring attention to the dangers of meningitis. And by the way, just to say, Harry had been immunised and all of that. He was just one of the most unlucky. But as I say, we like now to concentrate on the way our lives have been so enhanced by meeting these kind of people, and setting up Team Harry. And Team Harry, first big outing was on the bank holiday weekend 2018.
The next year?
The following year, because when Harry died, it was the weekend of the Dublin City Marathon. So the following year, my brother, Alad's extended family, my own family, got together, and there was a group of 23 people ran the Dublin City Marathon as Team Harry and for First Light and ACT. So, as I say, it has enhanced our lives.
You've been involved then in fundraising for years since then. The marathon as case in point, Team Harry as case in point. The Route 66 then, this is your second time?
Is my second time doing it. And it was myself and my son, Dara, who we love bikes. We're petrol heads. But we decided that we had to give something back. And our way of doing it was becoming part of the Temple Street Challenge, as it was known then. It's now the Children's Health Foundation Challenge. And it is, each participant raises €10,000, and that all goes to the foundation. We pay our own expenses. You know, we cover the airfares, the expenses of hiring the bikes, all that kind of thing, accommodation within that 10,000. So we raise as much as we possibly can, and we put in our own as well. So
for somebody who is new to it, which is what I am, Jim, I'm going to be involved in all this, and I'm dreading the thought of 6 hours a day in a saddle, because it doesn't take much to lose the feeling in both buttocks. Have you any guidance or warnings to me?
Yes, well, let's just be very clear. It's a challenge. It's not a holiday. You're going to be on a Harley Davidson, which is actually, funny enough, the saddle is very comfortable.
Well, that's good news.
That's about the best news I can give you.
Before we wrap up, I should introduce Sharon Nolan as Head of Communications and Marketing at the Children's Health Foundation, which is the fundraising vehicle for Temple Street, Crumlin, and then the paediatric services in Connolly and Tallaght. Just give us a sense, Sharon, of where the money, the millions so far that the Route 66 Challenge has raised, where does it go?
Good morning, Anton, and thank you for being an ambassador for the foundation. We're delighted with that. And thank you hugely to Jim for sharing Harry's story, which is an amazing story and so heartwarming to hear him telling it so well. Yes, the challenge is a great challenge and it raises a huge amount of funds for the foundation. This particular challenge very much raises funds for equipment across the hospitals. If I was to give you an example of two pieces of equipment, for example, in Temple Street Hospital, it will replace the GCSM equipment for metabolic testing. Now, essentially what that does is it's a piece of equipment which is used for diagnosing and monitoring complex metabolic disorders in infants and children. So really important piece of equipment. Similarly, then in Crumlin Hospital, for example, it replaces old SpO2 monitors. And these monitors are for improving infection control. And they provide accurate blood and pressure and oxygen level monitoring for patients as well, 24/7. So that's just an example of two pieces of equipment that this fundraising will raise monies for, this challenge will raise monies for.
And obviously as well, Sharon, one thing you'd hope is that it would get a little bit of attention for Children's Health Foundation in general, because obviously there is fundraising far beyond that that you do and for more services than that. If people do want to throw a couple of quid in your direction, where do they go?
Yes, the Route 66 fundraising challenge is one challenge, but there's plenty of other things. And like, in fairness, not everybody is prepared to get onto a Harley Davidson and drive across the United States. It's quite a unique person to do that. But there's lots of other ways you can get involved, like cake sales and things like that. But if you go onto our website, it's childrenshealth.ie/donate. And you'll see lots of different activities that might be more suitable to some of your listeners.
Well, Sharon, thank you very much for coming on and thank you for asking me to be part of it. That is Sharon Nolan, Head of Communications and Marketing at the Children's Health Foundation. A text to say, my daughter spent 2 weeks in Temple Street recently and was given exceptional care. I'm holding her that bit closer while listening to Jim. Jim, you have a little leather jacket.
Yes, this is Harry's jacket. Harry's Harley Davidson jacket, which accompanies me on the route all the way from Chicago to LA and will do so again. And by the way, my last piece of advice to you is listen to your road captains. They'll keep you alive.
Jim, thank you very much. And we'll be, I'll post updates to Anton Savage Show or at Anton Savage Show on Twitter. And I think I'm going to be talking to Pat Kenny at some stage during the weeks about how we are getting on.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.